Parshas Behar deals begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah and followed by Yovel. And there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim whether Shemitah Daraisa Drabbanan today. There's some Rishonim actually hold Shemitah doesn't exist, that Shemitah is totally in Yovel, the Baal Amor and the Rai, but since we don't have Yovel today, we don't have Shemitah. We assume that Shemitah is Drabbanan today. So regarding Yovel, the Gemara has something very interesting. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erechin, Yud Beis Amud Beis, that in Jewish history, we only have celebrated the Jubilee year, V'chidashem V'shom HaChamishim. It only happened 14 times in Jewish history. Why? Because Yovel is dependent on Rov Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, living in the original, wherever their chalukah was. It's not enough to have Rov Chai, so they have to be in the places where the Shvatim were given in the 7 years of splitting up the land. So since the galus of the Asara, the 10 Shvatim, we have not had Rov Yoshvel Aleha. We haven't had most Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Yovel hasn't been observed in a long time. So, and we don't, even though we have Shemitah Bizman HaZeh Derabban in Yovel, we don't have, we assume, we don't have Kol Yoshvel, so there is no Yovel. So how many, where do we get the 14 from? So the Beis HaMikdash was built 440 years after the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. That's when the first temple was built. So 440 years works out to 8 Yovels. So for the first 440 years before the Beis HaMikdash was built, we had Yovel, we had Kol Yoshvel Aleha, and after that, we had 6 more until the 10 Shvatim was sent into Gola. So 8 plus 6 equals 14. So therefore, that's all we had. We've only had 14. There's a beautiful piece in the Talmud Dekra from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Stipor's son. And he says, where do we see a hint to it in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Behar? If you count up the number of times it says Yovel in the Torah, it says 14 times. Talks about Yovel. And he says, interesting, 8 of those times it's spelled chaser, lacking, not spelled to its full appropriate way, and 6 times it's spelled moe. So when we have a general rule, when something's spelled moe, it means it in the full sense. If it's spelled chaser, it's lacking, like Avram was sitting, Yashav Ksiv, without the vav, because he was sitting about to jump up. And many times that we find that something spelled Moe means it to the full account, and if not, it means it to a lesser account. So he says, so why is it 6 Moe and 8 Chaser? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky explained, because when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the 6 after the 6 we had with the Beis HaMikdash, that's Moe. But the 8 Yovos we had pre-Beis HaMikdash, the 440 years from the time Yoshua entered, took us into Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it's only chaser. So that's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Gemara says 14. We have 14 times Klal Yisrael in history observed Yovel, 8 before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and 6 after. And that's why the 6 after is spelled Moe. That's why we have 6 times Moe, because the Beis HaMikdash stood, and we 8 times chaser to the Ujjum we had Kol Yoshvel without the Beis HaMikdash.